Farming technology is more than a fancy combine. Before looking forward, a look back. School children still sing about Christopher Columbus opening the route to the New World. Charles Mann, the award-winning author of the books 1491 and 1493, says the crops Columbus brought back from his voyages started the first wave of globalization.
It was huge. Before potato and corn came in, Europe was on the edge of starvation and had been for centuries.
Mann says the agricultural technology transfer of corn and potatoes allowed huge increases in population that gave rise to a middle class. At the Illinois State University Experimental Farms near Lexington, Agriculture Department Chair Rob Reichard stands in the livestock barn looking at cattle and sheep. The serious drought this year hurt farm productivity, but Reichard says this year's reduced crop would be the envy of farmers a generation ago.
Yields of corn here in central Illinois right after World War II, probably looking in the 50 to 80 bushel per acre range, and now an average year in McLean County is around 180 bushels per acre, so more than doubled.
No one thing accounts for the huge productivity increase.
We've gone through the traditional hybrids into genetically modified crops. We've improved our efficiency with using fertilizers. That's been a major advancement. We've gotten much better in the last 50 years at conserving our resources, soil in particular, but also water.
And of course, combines look nothing like they used to. Combines have ballooned from harvesting two or four rows to 16, and planters now put in 48 rows of seeds at a pass. Use of GPS and yield monitors to measure productivity is standard. A decade ago, the buzz term was precision farming. Like all infotech pursuits, it's tough to get each piece of equipment to interface with the others. ISU Professor Dick Steffen says that is closer to reality now. Cameras on booms can allow a computer to distinguish weeds from crops.
So that as it goes along through the field, if it spots a weed, it activates the spray nozzle just where the weed is.
And Steffen says what amounts to robotic farming is coming.
In research labs and in trials, they've taken operators out of the loop, you know, and the equipment operates basically autonomously.
One of the major equipment companies is taking a look at using drones flying over fields.
John Riefsteck farms south of Champaign. He's on the Growmark Board of Directors and has served on the Technical Advisory Committee of the American Farm Bureau. Riefsteck says there may eventually be sensors on those drones to detect weeds, insects, or disease pressure.
Hey, look, there's a problem in this corner of the field. You know, the corn may be 7 foot tall, but we see something that you need to get out there and take a look at.
Riefsteck says the pace of technology change is not slowing, especially the area of plant genetics.
When I first started farming, for example, the seeds I would buy, the hybrids, we might have those for 4, 5, 6, 7 years before something would replace it. Today we're seeing those get replaced every 2 or 3 years.
The base genetics of crops are changing to allow higher yields. At the same time, scientists are adding traits for insect protection, weed control, the ability to grow in hot, dry, wet, and cool places. Riefsteck plants up to 3 kinds of seed in his fields. He says better information might eventually kick that up to 6.
For example, where you had waterlogging, you might have something that has better root systems that could deal with waterlogged roots. But on higher ground, you might have more prolific roots.
All the information each farmer accumulates about his own land may eventually be shared. Riefsteck says it remains to be seen who controls the so-called era of big data. In whatever form, Riefsteck says data will be an important product farmers buy.
The idea that you could take a look at a particular seed variety and see how it performs throughout the U.S. Corn Belt, and what are the best ways to plant it, what's the best populations, the best fertility, the best weed control programs, and use that kind of data is really exciting.
In a way, the present era is bringing farming full circle from the 19th century. ISU Ag Professor Dick Steffen says when small farmers had a lot of time on horse-drawn implements, they knew their land intimately, by the inch. As farm sizes grew, farmers made choices for their entire operation.
And now with this equipment that allows us to map and allows us to record data about a lot of different points, we are at the point where we can go back to that level of management that we saw, you know, a century ago.
But all the productivity gains in the last century are not enough. This auger at the Illinois State University farm carries a golden stream of grain to a bin. Many projections indicate the worldwide stream of agricultural products must double again in yield in less than 40 years. The World Bank estimates 2 billion more people will inhabit the Earth by mid-century. Food tech has to advance, so we won't have to go back to the bad old days author Charles Mann chronicles before the first global agricultural revolution in 1492.
Each city would have a granary that would be surrounded by armed guards.
High-tech agriculture is a necessity, and that approach to farming requires highly educated farmers at a time the ag workforce is aging and shrinking. That issue is the subject of our next report tomorrow. I'm Charlie Schlenker.